This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Did you see that pic?
Those fade outs are huge. Did you put up a picture of the merce?
I sure did. And the model.
We're not allowed to call it a merce because
Why
then
not?
He's going to stop using it. He doesn't want any crap. And I don't blame him. Like, I made that for him. I already said it's girly. And
set me up, didn't you?
You know what? Actually, it looks great in this picture, Vinny.
Thank you. Wait.
No, thank you.
I don't know.
Because I think he took the picture.
Go to the Alice973 Instagram, everybody.
I don't understand.
Oh, you look very manly, though. I have to say, a man who looks like that can pull off. I could have made you a pink purse, and you could pull that off.
Look at the gut on me.
Will you stop it?
Jesus.
You look great. You're so
I weigh one.
You're so handsome.
Listen to me.
What
do
you weigh?
170 right now.
You do?
Yeah.
You weighed 140 when you got back here.
Well, 150, 149, actually. Yeah, I'm 20 pounds overweight.
You're not 20 pounds overweight. Don't be
well,
silly.
No, I should be about 155.
You look fine. Don't worry. Don't be all manorexic. You look great. We're getting old, Vinny.
Well, I can't.
Listen, let it go, man.
It's not that.
I look at Lolo Jones on Celebrity Big Brother, and she's all sitting there, and she's rolled over, but her stomach is still totally calm. I'm like, that bitch. I wish I had her body. I go, you know what? No, I don't. I'm happy to be me. Who cares? So what? I got a muffin top. So what? You got a muffin top, Vinny. You're very sexy. You're very handsome.
I am not okay with it.
We all do, Vin.
You're strong. You're handsome.
I do not like it.
You know what? You get plenty where you work your heart out. What did what's her bucket from the show? Kelly.
What's Ripa?
Kelly Ripa. She goes.
From the show.
You know, the show that's on in your
How
room
do I
all
even
the time.
Know what you're talking about?
You just do. So Kelly Ripa goes, all you have to do is get your heart to beat out of your chest once a day. That's what you got to do. And you do that every single day. So you're fine.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm not okay.
You're
with
fine.
It. You know, and
you
then
watch
people
what
were going to write in and go,
you're
fat shaming. Listen, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
It's not about
people
you.
People want to be comfortable
it's
in their own rig.
Me.
Right. Yeah.
You're just not comfortable
and you know what?
With your weight.
To tell
right
you
now.
The truth, when I'm nude, it all lays down straight and it's all good. In pants, when it pushes up on
the
little.
Totally.
I'm
like,
what the?
Yeah. No, I look way better naked. Actually, that's not true. You know what? I look better in a robe.
Oh,
it's very, you know, everything's indistinct.
Yeah.
You know?
It's when I'm driving, I go,
oh, I know.
Oh, what's that?
No, I know exactly what that is.
Dang it.
Like,
bigger
oh.
pants.
I always wind up now, because, you know, everything's sort of like below the belly button. So I always pull it up over my belly button when I'm sitting so that, like, at least the blub is down below.
Oh, that's an attractive look.
Thank you.
I've unbuttoned my pants and unzipped them before.
Oh, hell yeah. I unbutton my pants
meal,
at least
okay?
once a day. Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, boy. I am not fit.
Well, driving home, you know.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Glad
yeah,
you all could get a laugh at my fat ass. But
We're relating. You know
God.
What?
We're all saying
we're all
fat
fine
asses.
On this show. Don't worry about it. Everybody looks good. I'm attracted to each of you.
Well, I don't know.
Most
a couple of,
you. Of
us have never been kissed, but okay.
Well, get in line.
It's good.
All right. I want to talk about something. This was a big story yesterday. Thank
he
you, Hooman. I appreciate the
in.
Review.
Well, I would, too. I mean, I'd rub it in, too, if I had that.
Yeah, well, you never will, so you guys can. And neither did Hooman, so don't worry.
It's tough.
None
tough.
Of it ever happened.
I was
happened.
There. He totally got it.
No,
guys.
He didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
That was a rough
so
one.
Lucky.
That was rough, what you just said.
I want to talk about something else.
All right.
Oh, this is serious.
This is serious, actually. Uh-oh. This is potentially very ugly. I hate this story. It's not even, and I actually, in a way, it's not even a story. It's speculation. The Jussie Smollett story from yesterday is people are picking it apart and questioning it. And I have to admit, even as I was doing the story yesterday, as I was reading some of the details, I thought, oh, God, that seems unlikely. Well, that's, you know, So I'm as guilty as anyone else who's questioning this story. I want it to be true because I don't want this guy. This guy, if he's lied about this, it's his ruin, in my humble opinion.
What's worse, though? That people are out there doing that, or that this guy, in the name of getting attention, did something stupid?
It's worse that people would commit a hate crime.
Right.
But it's so stupid to make something like this up. It doesn't help anyone, and it furthers racial tension. And
oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's ugly. But I'm going to say this. I am going to go innocent until proven guilty. I mean, I really feel like, why would someone make this story up? Because why? Would
why
someone
do people
make this,
do any I, of that kind of stuff?
I don't know. Right. It's 2 a.m. and he was in a bad place. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you everything I've got from all the different sources.
Okay.
But know that Twitter's going crazy over this. There are multiple reports, not necessarily calling him out, but saying we're not seeing any evidence of this. So I'm going to give you what I have, and we'll move on from it and wait to hear something definitive. But there are a lot of questions that have been raised. There is a local reporter in Chicago, mm-hmm, who says that Smollett was seen on surveillance camera, because obviously they're combing not just public cameras, but private cameras as
anyone,
well.
Anyone. Right.
Any camera that was. And they do say that if you are in public and not in your home, you should assume you're on video. That there are that many cameras out in the world, whether on people's private homes or especially, God, if you're in a city, there's surveillance video everywhere.
People wrote in yesterday about the guy that hit my car. They're like, I bet you there's cameras. And do what with it?
Right. Troll looking for the guy and that outfit.
So in many cases, you're not going to have. But in this case, what they're saying is they don't have video of him.
They don't have video of the attack.
Right.
What they apparently, this subway is about 2 blocks from his house. Mm-hmm. And so what they do have is a couple people who are telling stories about what they may or may not have seen earlier in the evening, and a 60-second period, 60 seconds, where he was not on video. According to a local, I don't know if he's in the ANN, Vinny, but he's a reporter.
60 seconds is more than enough time to get a beating.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
60 seconds of beating is enough to knock you out without question.
Absolutely. So okay. 60 seconds is the time period.
All right.
Or thereabouts is the time period in question. So here we go. This guy's name is Rob Elgus, and he is a local reporter in Chicago. Don't know if he's in the ANN.
No, he's not that I know of. All right. But, you know, maybe.
But you are far flung. So.
Right. True.
Smollett was seen on video surveillance walking on the opposite side of the street of two people that they're calling people of interest. They want to know who these people are. They are dressed for the weather. It's effing freezing there. Apparently the temperature was around, I don't know, 20 below. It was cold. Mm-hmm. So this reporter is saying they both walk off camera at about the same. But it looks like he's walking on the opposite side of the street at the two people. So if you can picture a block and people walking by each other, mm-hmm, but on opposite sides of the street, they both go off camera at the same time.
Okay.
Or thereabouts. 60 seconds later, Smollett reappears on surveillance entering a condo with what appears to be street salt on his sweater that he'd fallen and been down on the street and a rope around his neck. 60 seconds later. He gets to a friend's place. I don't believe this is his apartment. I think he goes to a friend's place. Maybe it's someone else in his building. They're not clear on that. He arrives at a friend's place, and the friend calls the police, or he calls the police, but that's where the police arrive to take a report. There are reports that he asked the cops to turn off their body cameras. I don't know why you would do that, but that's one report that we've seen. He refused to turn his cell phone over to authorities after telling them he was on the phone with his manager during the incident. His manager's name is Brandon Z. Moore. He tells police, I was on the phone when this happened. I clearly heard the MAGA comment and the racial and homophobic slurs. So this guy is, and I don't know where he is, L.A., New York, I have no idea. But this Brandon Z. Moore is saying, yeah, I was on the phone. I guess he picked up his food at Subway, was walking
this
to his place.
This is in the middle of the night?
2 a.m.
Who's on the phone with their manager in the middle of the night?
If the guy's in L.A.,
exactly, it, yeah.
It's possible it's midnight. That's, I don't know. Maybe he relies on his manager. Who knows? Maybe he was calling him because he had just landed. Apparently, he had just gotten off a flight. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's checking in. Don't ask me, man.
Right.
But
all
this
right.
guy is saying... But he wouldn't give them the cell phone. I'm sure they could check cell phone records. They would know whether or not
now they're going to have
happened.
To.
Right. Let's see. If I can find some other stuff. So here's the surveillance. This is a photo I'm holding up to the camera right now. It's really difficult to make out. It's two what appear to be men. They're dressed for the weather. It's horribly cold there. So there's some...
can't make out
anything
from this.
They're basically shadows on a darkened street. So police detectives have located surveillance cameras that show potential people of interest in the alleged assault and battery, the 300 block of East North Water Street. The video does not depict an assault, but the individuals pictured are seen in the vicinity of the alleged criminal incident. He was allegedly attacked in Chicago early Tuesday morning. And he is still going, plans to go to L.A. to perform on Saturday. He's currently home, recovering from the alleged attack. Two unknown offenders approached him, according to the police. Two unknown offenders approached him and gained his attention by yelling out racial and homophobic slurs toward him. They then began to batter him with their hands about the face and poured an unknown chemical substance on the victim, according to this report, while one of the offenders wrapped a rope around his neck and then fled the scene. What they don't have is any video of people fleeing a scene that I have not read any stories where they've picked two people up on another camera. There's a woman who lives in his apartment building, and this is her story.
We're talking about Jussie Smollett.
Jussie Smollett.
Smollett. Smollett.
I think Smollett. I don't know. Yeah. He's an actor on Empire, where he does play a gay rapper.
Rapper
singer. He's gay in real life. No, not that really has any.
And he's from Santa Rosa, we learn.
Oh, he's from Santa Rosa.
Yeah, we said that yesterday.
Wow. So she's telling cops, this is just a random woman. She asked, and she talked to TMZ. So this is as unofficial as it gets in officialdom. She also asked them not to tell her name. She says she saw a suspicious man who she said looked like a redneck, loitering just outside the entrance to the building an hour and a half before Jussie says he was attacked. I don't know how you tell a redneck from a guy dressed in winter clothing. I mean, it is 20 below in Chicago, or more. I don't even know what the temperature is.
It's about right.
Maybe she redneckinized him. Mm-hmm. The woman says she walked out of the building at 12:30 in the morning to take her dogs out and saw the man near the door pacing between the parking garage and the entrance, looking agitated and smoking a cigarette. She says he looked out of place. He was a white man with scruff on his face, wearing a blue winter beanie, a blue zip-up sweatshirt, and a hood, and blue jeans that were too short, exposing thick gray hunting socks with caramel-colored dress shoes. She says she noticed what looked like a rope or clothesline protruding from the bottom of his sweatshirt made of blue and white material. We have not heard anything from any official source as to what the rope around his neck looked like.
Okay.
She says he was staring at another man about 300 feet away who was standing near another entrance to the building, as though they were staking someone out. She says she got creeped out, and after 5 minutes, and I guess her dogs were leaving themselves, she went back into the building. She says she went to sleep and woke up at 4 a.m. to go to the gym, noticed a lot of security. Boy, this woman never sleeps.
Yeah, right. I was
she says
the same thing.
The concierge told her that Jussie was attacked, and when she told him what she saw, the concierge said, you should call the detective, gave her two phone numbers. She made contact that afternoon, and I guess told all this to a detective, although this is the only report I'm seeing. We looked for anything official on this woman and could not find anything. So some of the questions are, and we've heard bleach is the substance that was poured on him. That freezes at 18 degrees. Maybe they had it in their coat, but why? I mean, unless this was planned out and they somehow knew this guy's schedule, why did they have bleach on them? Why did it not freeze if they're just holy? I mean, is it like a puppy that they're cuddling underneath their coat, trying to keep it warm? Like, it just, there are a lot of questions with this. So I'm totally reserving judgment. I want to believe that he's not lying because I feel that this is ruinous to him.
Well, I'd never heard of him until this story.
Which is part of it.
Right.
Jussie Smollett says he was attacked in Chicago. All the details are coming. And we're looking all morning. Yeah, Yuzi?
Yes. I was just looking right now.
Speaking of things that are bad, deep fakes.
Deep fakes.
These
I don't
are,
know this term.
Well, get to know it. They're saying this is the new this is the new fake news. They can take someone's face, put it over your face in a video, and computer technology that I don't understand can meld that face to yours and make it appear indisputably to the naked eye that that person is, that, say, your face on someone else, that you are doing some heinous act. And apparently, somebody to show how this works, somebody took an interview, Jennifer Lawrence was doing it, and took Steve Buscemi's face and put it over her face, and it's horrifyingly realistic. Steve Buscemi on Jennifer Lawrence's body. Do you have the video ready to go?
Yeah, it's loading right now.
All right. So the technology, you can make it virtually flawless.
This is probably the wrong town.
So if you can just picture a really pretty Steve Buscemi. I mean, even the way that it blinks and...
All the facial expressions
so,
are there.
Can you put that up at RadioAlice.com?
This is the wrong town to yell, technology is ruining the world, but technology is ruining the world. Like, we were better off doing stuff ourselves as this is, what, going to become norm?
How frightening is that?
I'm going to slap it on Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, yeah,
Facebook
put it on
page.
The Facebook
well,
page.
Well, it'll just be that we can't trust anything we see.
We can't trust. We already can't trust anything we see. I mean, honestly, it's kind of horrifying. Like, that to me is so scary to see. Like, that is Steve Buscemi's face. Somehow, it's incredible.
Well, and look at the story we just talked about.
I know.
Here's a dude who, why would you question that this happened to him? Why would anyone make that up? And right. Now everything's not fitting together.
Right.
The story's not adding up.
Right.
I'm thinking Steve Buscemi's never looked better.
Oh my God, he looks beautiful.
He did look really good.
You know what's funny about it though is like it's the thing that's the dead giveaway. You can tell it's Steve Buscemi. It's the under eye bag. It's like, oh, look at that. Jennifer Lawrence looks really tired. Oh wait, that's Steve Buscemi. Hold on. Dead giveaway. So it looks like a human being who actually exists. That deep fake. But that human being should not exist. So. Be afraid, everyone. Be very afraid. Oh, look, I'm not going to get to Ben Affleck's not going to be Batman anymore.
Oh, you're going to get to that at 7,
right? I will. I'll try and get to it at 7.
Best Batman of all time.
Yeah, what happened?
You want me to do it real fast?
Yeah, did he turn him down?
No, let's
see. He was actually supposed to direct the next Batman film. It's slated. They've put a date out on it. It's not going to be him, though.
You want to know why it's not him? Because I Live by Night. That movie sucks so bad that they took Batman away from him.
Well, they took all the Batman. I mean, I don't get the feeling that he was super happy to be Batman. Batman, Batman, Batman. Yeah, because no one cares about that movie. So they're saying, we've decided to go younger and go with another origin story. Because
again?
We need another one of those. So, yeah, we're getting another Batman.
Listen,
and it's lot same.
His parents get killed. He falls down a well. A bunch of bats fly around him. And he becomes Batman.
Yeah.
Please never show that again.
Plus, there's a show called Gotham that God knows how long it was going to take to get him to adulthood.
Back to the beginning is what they just said to you.
Yeah. It's, let's see. It'll be based on, I don't know. It's not clear. They're saying Batman Year One comic.
Oh, I've seen that. All right. So you want to know who the top.
It's not going to be on that.
You want to know who the top 10 people are to replace. Do we have time for
this? Yeah, do it.
All right.
Okay. Tear it.
So here are the top 10 people slated to replace Ben Affleck. Number one, Armie Hammer.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Not if they're going young.
What about Riz Ahmed? Do you
Never
know who
heard
that
of
is?
Him.
Oh, okay. You're not going to know that guy.
Any other names? You know what? They should get a total unknown.
Oh, they should?
They should get
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh. Now we're talking. Go on. Anyway, Ben is out. So for the all the people who hated Ben Affleck as Batman.
Oh, Tom Hopper. Do you know who that is? He's the guy that gets burned. He's Sam's brother who gets burned with his dad by Khaleesi. I think.
Sam, who?
Samwell Tarly's brother?
Yeah, remember Samwell's dad and brother get burned by the.
I don't remember her.
Tom Hopper. Remember him?
Oh, he's a good looking guy. Whatever. I mean, I don't even care.
Jamie Dornan.
I'm done with these superhero movies.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. You're going to start over?
Again.
Forget it.
I know. Can't there just be more
thanks.
Adventures? What's coming up, Vinny?
So that'll be the same criminals, too, then, right?
Of course.
Well, the Joker is like, I mean, he's important.
Well, we've already got a bunch of Joker movies coming up, too, so it's great.
Well, I want to do the Frost Quakes story and more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, everybody. Thanks for being here this morning. Thanks for listening. We hope that we're a nice part of your day. We don't get to have a morning show because we get up so early, you know. But we're glad to be your morning. You know, I grew up listening to morning shows. It's so funny to not have one anymore.
My morning show this morning was my five-year-old. She comes around the corner and goes, "Dad,"
oh,
and I'm like,
no.
"Ah!"
Oh no!
What are you doing up, honey? I just wanted to play.
Well, I'm not here to play with you right now. It's 4 a.m.
Oh, it was like 4:15, and that's I got less than 5 minutes before I've got to be out the door. Yikes.
And then what happened?
Then I told her, actually, I shouldn't tell this part of
tell
the story.
I go,
okay, listen, I don't know why you're up. I should tell you should go right back to bed, but instead, you can watch a show, Magic School Bus, for 30, one show. And then you go right back up the stairs and get in bed. Promise? Don't break our trust. Don't blow it.
So she was on the pad when you left.
No, not on the pad,
TV?
On the TV, regular TV downstairs in the living room. She just watched. I watch a Magic School Bus.
Let's pull up
so
your cameras
funny.
And see
oh
what she's
God,
doing.
Oh, my God, that's a great idea.
Well, so this is it. The missus I wrote the missus and said she was up early. I didn't know what was going on. But I can't, check this out. I can't tell her anymore. Don't tell your mom. Mm-hmm. She goes right and tells.
Uh-huh.
Because her mom has told her, if anyone ever tells you.
Don't tell your mom. That's the thing I need to know about.
And I'm like, that's not for me.
Right.
That's for other people. When
nope,
I tell
that's
you,
the rule.
So I told her the other day we were having gummy bears on the drive to pick something up. And I'm like, oh, listen, dinner's in like 30 minutes. So do not tell your mom we're having gummy bears. We're eating gummy bears, big party, Camila Cabello's blasting in the speakers. She walks right in the house and goes, Dad told me not to tell you we had gummy bears.
Dang, what a sellout.
So you didn't tell her. Maybe she'll forget. It's when it's solidified in her mind.
I'm never going to say that again.
Yeah.
She sold me out.
Twice.
It didn't accidentally come up. Mm-hmm. She walked right in the house.
She knew what she
and
was
said,
doing.
I had gummy bears, and Dad told me not to tell you.
What did Christina Chris say, do? Yeah.
Well, she just goes, that's good, honey. You're supposed to tell me when people... And I'm like, why you?
But Dad's not in trouble. Well, that's
we
good
are not friends right now.
Well, don't try to be friends with your kids. It doesn't go well.
Well, you know what I mean.
I do. Anyway, it's time to give something away.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But I did very much enjoy that story.
Was that fun?
Yeah.
It was fun.
Mm. Oh, wait.
I guess you're
so
my morning show.
So did she say that the kid went back to sleep or what?
Haven't heard yet.
Oh. So she should have been back in bed by 4:45, right? Mm-hmm.
But
so
oh, easily.
Not even going to know.
Wow, we'll see about that.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Right now, if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697, you'll get a pair of tickets to see Third Eye Blind with Jimmy Eat World. They're performing June 15th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at apeconcerts.com. That's February 1st. It's February 2019. Where has my life gone? Oh, it's been here. You can win them from us all week. If you're calling number 9 right now, you get tickets for Third Eye Blind and Jimmy Eat World, June 15th, Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Call now.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the afternoon here on Alice.
Jane, you're playing a game called How'd I Get By Its Real Name.
We all have...
Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane.
We all have our social networks, and Jane's out there at Jane Picks on Instagram.
With a Y, J-A-Y-N Picks.
Right.
We all follow. If you're in a game, you never can win, girl.
DJ, great music picker, and a great poster on the Instagram. You'll love it. Follow her.
That's a good song.
We were in the office yesterday, and I can't remember what happened.
Is this you and Jane?
No, this is me and Yuzette. Oh. And I said to her, we were talking about something that had the lyrics in it. I go, yeah, you're playing a game called How'd I Get By Its Real Name. She goes, what the F are you talking about? I don't understand.
I had no idea what he's talking about.
You hear that song every day.
And I was like, making believe that you just don't feel the same.
Singing. And I'm like, is that a song? What are you doing?
But those are lyrics you hear like every day. But because I was saying it in that way, she was like, I have no idea. And
it needed to be in context.
I sang it for her. She goes,
Vinny goes, yesterday, we were talking about songwriting randomly for some reason about how, you know, different people write in different ways. And I was saying how, like, it's like the worst poetry. Like, if you say the words to a song out loud, they always sound so stupid. Like, he's like, yeah, like, you'd be embarrassed to, like, you know, to be like, here's what I've written. and then the rest of the band goes, that's goofy.
Well, what I was trying to say is, as a band, if you're a guitar player and you're just noodling around, that's just you noodling around on a guitar. But a singer, not only are you, that's your voice.
It's
so
you.
So you're hung out there in a different way. But also the lyrics you've written. This was me. This is my heart. Right here, I'm going to sing these to you. And your band could just be like, you are a donkey.
Right.
We are not letting you sing that song.
That is so dumb. And that's like, I always think about Train. Like, sometimes their lyrics are so dumb for real.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, when Pat's like, okay, guys, I've got the lyrics for the song. And it's like, what is the one where he's like in the Honda element or something?
The Scion, purple Scion.
Yeah, the purple Scion and the, you know, the best soy latte that you ever had. Yeah. What? You just go, you know what? Who cares? He's a hit machine.
Exactly.
Well, there's another line he wrote where his untrimmed chest or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were like, I think when you talk to him, you go, you don't manscape? And he goes, no, I do.
Right.
Well, then what the? Why'd you write that then?
Because he wanted to seem furry, I guess. I don't know. It's just so funny. Anyway, we're off on a tangent.
Right.
Sorry, that's my fault, as usual.
Here's what's...
This is Marry Me. I like this one.
If you can get the nerve to say hello in the cafe.
That's not bad at all by comparison to the Purple Scion.
Right, and the soy latte, best soy latte that you ever had.
What? Who drinks those?
Not me. Not me I.
Anyway, everyone, here, Jane, and here's what's happening.
Jane.
No, don't do it.
We're not going to do it.
The winter weather is coldest it's ever been.
Oh.
It is so cold. Wait, let me see if I can find my...
How cold is it?
Like, you know what? I wasn't going to do it, but now I should probably do it. It's so cold. Pennsylvania is having frost quakes.
Yes.
They're like little earthquakes, but they're little booms caused by wet ground freezing too quickly. But my friend is posting that her house is like popping all over the place. The joints.
Is there any snow on her roof?
I don't know.
I'm wondering if it's a weight thing, too. Like, it's super cold. And
they're saying now, too, that Chicago is likely to get these frost quakes as well, which is an all-new level of cold for them. In fact, crews in Chicago had to set train tracks on fire to clear off the snow and ice so trains could run.
Wow.
Oh, my God. What, they just pour gas on them? And
I don't know.
That's so crazy. It's freezing out there.
Yeah, it's really cold.
Be careful, people in the cold places.
If you're flying, you know the airports are going to be dealing with all kinds of trouble.
Well, there's already been a ton of cancellations, right?
Thousands. Yeah.
What's the temperature in Atlanta right now? Is it?
It's cold there too.
But
I don't have it in front of me.
Are they canceling flights in and out of there? Because that would be
34 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, that's not so bad.
It's not negative 30.
No,
like some places are seeing.
Right. Hey, listen, if you're a listener of ours, now that we're broadcast all over the place without getting paid for syndication. Say you're in, I don't know, Minnesota or Wisconsin or wherever you're experiencing the super cold, write to us, 800-400-3697, and we'll be happy to, like, make fun of how cold it is there and how nice it is here.
510 says, my in-laws live in South Dakota. It was below 30.
Thirty below zero.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
60 degrees below
In fact,
freezing.
I think that was it. A record was broken that used to be 27 below, and it did hit 30 below.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And so that's like a new record.
How long can a human body, if you were naked and got pushed outside into 30 degrees below zero, how long could you last?
Should someone here know the answer to that?
Well, do we have a research department that can
look at
that?
What was the question?
Like, I'm just, because I heard.
I missed the question.
I'm going to pass on that.
I don't know the answer to that. Not
frostbite
off the top of my
sets in. That frostbite can set in 1 minute. In some of these.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
So, like, how long? Good job, Sarah.
How long could you live?
You answered your question. Well done.
Good job, Sarah.
Good job.
I didn't. That wasn't research. It's just something I heard.
We're going to go with it.
You know what? We heard it, too.
I want to hear how long you would live. How long until you're afraid to death?
All right. Wind chills of 20 to 40 below zero are possible. So, basically, it says within less than 10 minutes, you can develop frostbite on any exposed skin.
Yeah, but what about death?
Oh, man.
Never mind. Who cares? I'm sorry, IF. Sorry, IF. Sorry, I went to learn something new.
Officials will be trekking into the mountains here in California once again.
Oh, is it time to measure the snowpack?
To measure the snowpack. That's today. So
I can't wait to hear.
Recent storms have added to the state's water supply. This is done by the California Department of Water Resources. It's the second survey of the season in the Sierra Nevada. And so we'll have more info. The first one, the snowpack was 67% of normal. As you know, we had a bunch of storms since then, though. And we should look a lot better. And I think it's snowing there now.
Right. And it's supposed to storm all weekend. Like, hopefully they'll get 4 more feet of snow.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just sent this crazy text in. I think it's from Twitter or something. But
oh, my God.
Somebody's toilet broke. Their tank broke.
Because it was frozen?
Yeah, and do you see that?
I do.
It's a big block.
So it's basically, well, that looks like a sink faucet, though.
No, that's the valve. That's the refill valve.
Oh, I can't even see it.
Coming from the Sloan valve.
That is crazy. So the water inside the tank froze, and then the ceramic just fell off the sides of it.
Right.
Like, I can't hold this water anymore.
Looking at one of my weather apps, Tahoe has snow solid. From Friday through Monday.
All right.
Into Tuesday.
And they're going to measure today.
The snowpack.
And then when do they measure again? Maybe once a month they do it
I think it's a little longer than that. It might be 6 weeks, but they do multiple measurements through the season so we have an idea what our water supply will look like heading into summer.
Well, that's good news if we can.
Oh, here's that story. The temperature records have been broken in northern Illinois during this deep freeze in the Midwest. The National Weather Service, the temperature Thursday morning hit a record-breaking negative 30 in Rockford. That's 80 miles northwest of Chicago. The previous record was negative 27.
Boy.
So.
Oh, regarding the tracks, Vinny, 707 says they soak long pieces of rope in kerosene, tuck them into the tracks, and light them.
Oh.
Oh.
Sketchy work.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually amazing.
This story's out of Memphis, so Tennessee makes the news this morning. But I imagine this is something that is a topic all around the country.
What you got?
When you used to pick up your kids from school, did you notice the different levels and states of dress that parents are in when they show up to get the kids?
Absolutely.
So it can be everything from someone left the house in their pajamas.
That was usually me.
is that person a hooker?
Yes.
To
is that person a lawyer?
Shouldn't that guy have a shirt on?
Mm.
Like all the stuff.
Yes.
I mean, everything.
It runs the gamut.
And I do realize now that I have a kid that you get caught in that. Oh, I got to go get my kid.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you run out the door. You don't go. I better.
In your curlers with a kerchief around them and your house coat and a pair of fuzzy slippers.
Tennessee is considering a bill that would outline inappropriate items of clothing and styles of dress.
Oh, my God.
So that, well, you're walking into the school to pick up your kid. So they're trying to say, should there be a dress code or not?
No,
this came about
they don't go to school there.
Due to the very cold weather, and one of the school leaders there in Memphis said, two parents, you should put on two pairs of pajamas because it's really cold out. And they went, right. Parents are picking up their kids in pajamas.
Right.
Dropping off in pajamas.
That's what they're wearing. Are they fully covered? Is their hoo-ha showing?
So the answer in your mind, and I'm curious, that's why I brought up the story, is let people do whatever they want.
Yeah, they're picking up their kids in a public school.
It ain't a thing.
I don't think it is. You know, I will say, though, that when my kid first went into kindergarten, all the parents have to sit outside the, you know, in the shade of the tree, and we sat on a little stone wall, waited for our kids to come out. And I noticed right away that I needed to get some new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, I look like crap. And these
The mayor of Mill Valley, too. You were probably like,
I'm not the mayor of Mill Valley.
Well,
I go in my house and I never leave it.
That's not true.
That's true.
Walked to sushi last night.
Yeah, it's a block. And it was dark out.
How big is Mill Valley? It's not that
small.
Big.
So I remember do you remember when I got that brown? Oh, maybe you don't. Can't never remember how long you guys were here and then gone and here. I had this vest. It was like fur on one side and like brown on the other. But I was like, oh, that looks like something that the bitches at the kindergarten pickup would be wearing. By the way, all those bitches became friends of mine. Because, you know, you hang out there every single day.
Yeah.
And your kids. And then your kids are like, hey, can we even have a play date? Which play dates, just the word annoys me so much. Like, because you can't, it's got to be a date because your mom has to be there, I guess. Not like the olden days.
So were you
like, get out of the house, go play dates with people. Go.
Were you wearing this vest every day or?
Not a couple, you know.
Was it like your puffy jacket?
I was kind of, no. I was just trying to like put it together a little bit more because I would show up in sweatpants and a t-shirt and my hair in a ponytail and everyone else was like, you know, fresh from yoga with their, you know, their latte, their fresh soy latte or whatever. It's like, oh my God, I am so not fitting in here.
Let me ask you a question. When you leave here, so you come to work and what are you wearing today? A pair of jeans?
Yeah, jeans and a t-shirt.
Jeans and a t-shirt. So you get home from here. And this, I guess, is after your quesadilla or your bowl of cereal or whatever you mow.
We reheated some spaghetti yesterday.
Okay, so do you change into a different relaxed getup?
No, here's what happens. My bra comes off most days. I'll just take my bra off right away because that thing sucks. And I take off my shoes and put my Crocs on.
But you keep the pants,
The pants
and shirt.
And the shirt are staying.
Stay for the day.
It's pretty comfortable. So
okay.
I'm going to be all right. Yeah, and if I have to go out anywhere, I just put my shoes on and maybe the bra or zip the jacket.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh.
Yeah. The jacket even stays on.
Oh, in the house?
Yeah.
You keep your parka on in your house?
It's cold in my house. John refuses to turn up the heat.
Our text number is 800. Do you change?
Sometimes I'll put on some John has these underwear that he never wore, like boxers.
Yeah,
so
like boxer
briefs? I'll put on the boxer briefs or the straight-up boxers over
my
underwear.
You keep the home warm enough to do that.
Yeah,
well,
the sun comes on that side of the house in the afternoon.
I see.
But I do have to keep my bra on because if I take Ella out for a walk.
Yes.
Oh,
you take her out for a walk in those shorts?
I would,
you hussy?
Yeah.
Woo!
Or, you know, or throw some sweats on.
Boxers look like shorts.
They do. And I have a big old sweatshirt on.
Mm. So it falls down.
But you have to worry about that boy that's into you, right?
I don't know. I was thinking about him. I haven't seen him. I don't know that they still live around there.
Oh, wow.
Or they keep him in the attic or something.
Well, he's a troublemaker.
Yeah.
Stop.
Well, what isn't he?
Can I touch your hair?
It was just weird.
Yeah, and it's even weirder that you were like, okay, go ahead.
Well, the first time
Fine.
I said no, Then the second time, he kept saying, please.
Please? Can I touch your hair? This is like a 16-year-old boy.
And then he wanted me to take my ponytail off.
And you did it.
Yeah, I think yeah. I did. Uh-huh. And did you go like this? Shake your hair out? Like you're taking it off? I think I just went, hair. Okay, I got to go.
Are you
oh
done
my God,
yet?
What a weird interaction. And then the ravens came and attacked her. These are all the things I picture at Yuzette's house.
Yep.
What's coming up in the trash,
oh,
Sarah?
Is it that time?
Yeah, it is.
Let's see. Let me pull out my thing here. The Super Bowl. Nevada and San Mateo are going
on. Oh,
at
yeah.
It. Big huh? time. Yeah. We'll find out more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.